Blog Talk Radio.
Just to see you.
Hallelujah. Let's just bless God right now. Let's just bless God right now. Oh, we bless your name, God. We declare that your glory is our goal, God. Oh, God, we understand that we are absolutely nothing without you. Oh, God, we want to be where you are, got to be where you are, because we are nothing without you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God. Ooh, Jesus.
Everything I give to you. and we say,
frustrated with God, because God, you said to look. And if Jesus goes, you're chosen time after 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 time to go through trial and tribulation and obstacle and health challenge and sick and fat and brokenness and struggle and lights off and water off and don't know where the food is going to come from and no gas in your car and all you know is don't seem to fit anywhere. And you're trying to figure out who you are. Guess who can tell you who you are? When you're trying to understand why you're different, and nobody can really give you a satisfactory explanation, guess who can? Now, I'm excited that you all got it, but I'm confused. Y'all know why I'm confused? Because I've got three children in here, and they're not up here. See, this is the thing. Whatever it is that you want from God, you've got to seek it from God for yourself. Mama can come up with you, but mama can't give it to you. So let me ask my children, is there something that you want from God that your daddy and I cannot give you? Is there something that you want? Okay, then I need you to come up here like you want something from God. I told y'all I didn't know what today was going to look like. I had no idea what today was going to look like. I just know God said it was going to be different. Now, I need you all to understand. I want y'all to line up in order of age. Line up in order of age. Line up in order of age. Micah, you're the oldest. Who's next between the two of y'all? Adam?
Think of the richest person that you can think of.
Thoughts are simple, God. He's a simple God. He desires to give us the desires of our hearts. But, no, God always has a but in there, right? There's something that we have to do. And that is that we have to give him our whole heart. And I'm convinced that a lot of times as adults, our heart is divided, split up all around. We try to piece it back together, and we still got pieces that may be floating. But when God says that he wants our whole heart, it means that he wants to be our everything. It means that he wants us to want him like we want to breathe. It means that we want him so badly that whatever we've got to do to get to him, that's what we do. Whatever we got to give up to get to him, that's what we do. Whatever we got to sacrifice to get to him, that's what we do. And so now the children have shown us how this thing is done. But God says, can I have your whole heart? Are you desperately seeking me? There was a movie back in the day called Desperately Seeking Susan that Madonna was in. And she kept disappearing and going places, and they were trying to find her. And God says, I want you to desperately seek me. Oh, we know how to desperately seek a husband, a wife, you know, a boo, you know. We know how to desperately seek something. But do we know how to desperately seek God? What does it mean? It means you finally get to the point where you realize and you understand that you can't do anything without him. This morning I was desperately seeking God. God, I can't do this without you. I don't want to take another step without you. I want to know that I know that I know that you're guiding my footsteps. I want to know that you hear me, God. I want to know that you're concerned about me. Because I'm tired of doing it by myself. Because there's something, even when you're married, because see, single folks have it twisted. You think that once you get married, it's all just going to come together. But it's still some stuff. Because you got to do it all by yourself. And the only one who can get you through it is God. And so, before we make a request of God, he wants to know, can I have your whole heart? Not a piece, not this section, not this quarter, not one half, not three-fourths, but your whole heart. So that if I said today, you've got to let go of everything and everybody. You choose me. Isn't that what Abraham had to do? He had a child of promise in Isaac. Isaac was the child of promise. It was the seed. He's God had told him, you're going to be the father of many nations. You're going to have a son. And he's thinking, I'm 100. You know, Sarah, 9. There's no way. But God said, I will fulfill the promise, but they got impatient. And Sarah said, here, take Hagar. Lie with her. They made a baby and they made Ishmael. But Ishmael was not the promise. There's some stuff in your life right now that you have that's not the promise. It's your Ishmael. It's not the promise. It's your Ishmael. It's not the promise. It's your Ishmael. And I'm here to tell you that God wants to give you your Isaac, but listen, he can't give you your Isaac unless you're willing to sacrifice even that. Because after Sarah conceived Isaac and she had Isaac and they were raising him and they were excited and they were rejoicing, God told Abraham, take Isaac and lay him out on the altar and sacrifice him. Imagine God telling you, take your baby, lay your baby out on the altar and sacrifice him. You would think, God, wait a minute, you, well, hold on, God, this flesh of my flesh, grown, mom, this is my, I carry this child. God wants us to want him so much that we will obey him no matter the cost. And Abraham took his son, his promised child, and he went to the mount and he said, come, let us sacrifice. And he took him and he laid him out on the altar. Abraham laid Isaac down. And I'm sure that Isaac was looking up at him, much like Zechariah is looking up. But he laid there. And Abraham raised the knife. And he prepared to sacrifice him. And in that moment, as their eyes were locked, and the knife was raised, and he said, Daddy, what are you going to do? He raised it, and as he to drop it down, there was a ram in the bush. God said, never want the promise so much that you won't trust me for a ram in the bush. Never want the promise so much and put so much in the promise that you're not willing to sacrifice even the promise if God tells you to. So whatever it is that you desire from God, whatever it is that you're seeking God for, get that thing in your heart and then be willing to sacrifice. Everybody, get that thing in your heart. Get that thing that you want. That thing that you want from God more than anything right now. That thing that you need and only God can give it to you. Get that in your heart. Get it in your heart. Get it in your heart. Is it in your heart? It is in your heart. Now let me ask you a question. If that thing came today and God said, sacrifice, would you? Good. That thing came today. That thing that you need from God. That thing that you want from God. And he said, give it away. Would you? That thing came today, Shannon. That thing that you want from God. the thing that you need from God. And he said, lay it on the altar. Would you lay it down? Ross, if that thing came today, and he said, release it unto me, would you? Brittany, that thing came today, swept you off your feet. With all the fine Puerto Rican men that you could ask for. And God said, no. Would you let it go? That thing that you want from God gave to you. And it was the fulfillment of everything that you wanted. Would you? Could you? Let it go. Even if that thing so now I want you to repeat after me. God, I thank you for answering my prayer. I thank you for being God all by yourself. I thank you for your son Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross. I thank you that it is done, that it is finished, that it is complete in you. Now on the count of three, I want you to scream amen. There's fear of you, but I want you to be louder than all of the children who are here. And I know that you can do it. Are y'all ready? One, two, three. Amen. Can they get louder? Do y'all think they can get louder? You think they can get louder? Okay, okay. They said y'all can get louder than that. Let's try it again. One, two, three. Is that good? Is that good? You can't hardly hear them? Okay, let's try it again. Y'all turn around and face them. Let them hear you. Let them hear you. Let them hear you. You ready? Ready? One, two, three.
Amen.
He cheated. Amen. Bless God. Bless God, somebody. Bless God. Listen, God wants us to know that he wants to give us the desires of our heart, that he loves us enough to answer our prayers, that he desires to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could think, hope, or ask, and he's waiting on us. So what we're going to do is we're going to worship him again, and we're going to see if we can get into that place with God. See, the awesome thing about God is you don't have to be the best singer in the world. You don't have to be the greatest vocalist. You don't have to be all on key. But you got to have a heart to worship God. And everything that you want is in your worship. It's in your worship. So Adam, if you could start for your glory over again. The words are going to be up here. I just want you all to join with us. Hallelujah. Hit that light for me. Let's go into an atmosphere of worship. Hit that light, Makai. Everybody all over the building, stand on your feet. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart cry. I'm desperately waiting. Be where you are. I'll cross the hardest day. And so we don't have to always do things exactly the same way for God to get a message across to us. See, in this whole series on Let's Get Naked, we're talking about naked worship. That was naked worship. When you get the microphone and you haven't rehearsed the song, that was naked worship. When you just lay it all out on the line, God, I can't sing, but you just go anyway. So I thank you guys for being obedient. And this time we're going to go ahead, we're going to take up the offering. We're going to take up the offering. While they're getting that together, I have some good news for you. You have a word.
Thank you.
Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Anybody who wants to rededicate their life, say, God, I'm renewed in my soul outness to you. Come on up. Come on up if you want to rededicate your life. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Anyone who's been looking for a church home and they feel like they found it in Acts. Amen. Amen. Mama, what say is thou? What say is you? I said, what do you say?